Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome BTech Smith and Steve Mex.
BTech Smith and Steve Mex.
You are now entering the Mega Car.
The Mega Car.
Ted's already hot.
I'm still not sure I'm getting it, Steve. I don't know when. I don't know when they're hitting that damn drum.
You know what? Then.
All right.
Here we go, Ted. You got this one. Are you going to make a noise to let people know when you're hitting that drum?
I'm going to do the motion. Your reaction will say it.
Okay. Here we go. You got this.
You are now entering the Mega Car. The Mega Car.
You got it. Yeah.
It's going to be one for the ages, folks. Oh,
this is going to be a good one. We already got our mixed drinks. Thank you, Workers Number 9 Vodka.
Shout out.
What? Thank you, Sinfire.
Yeah, Sinfire getting us started.
Yeah, the one. You know, it's like the little
now
brother.
Now I'm doing it all, Steve.
I know, you're on fire right now. If you were in the studio with us, Mega Family, you would see that Ted looks like a conductor for Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, God. I love these Wednesday night ones.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've done a night one, and I thought we were going to be doing it with Luke Wilson. Sorry, ladies. Luke is not with us.
We got sad faces in the office the other day talking to three ladies that work here.
I know, because they caught us talking about it, and they were like, oh, really? That's a bummer. I hit up Luke yesterday. We were texting, and I'm like, yeah, man, you still on for tomorrow? He's like, yeah, what time are you thinking? And I'm like, we can't do early, so we were thinking about doing it later. He's like, oh. I'm like, well, when are you available? And he goes, between 2 and 6. I'm like, of all the times throughout the entire course of today, that is the four-hour window where we absolutely cannot do it.
Right. Like, I might push it. If he said 12:30,
yeah,
I'd be like, hey, look, Miles and Thrill, like, let's get the show plan.
Right.
I'm going to go do a podcast. I'll be back here by, like, 1:20, 1:15.
Yeah.
Right. But, like, 2 to 6, they're going to notice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'd be like, hey, I'm going to dip out for a minute.
Yeah.
And by a minute, I mean 45.
Yeah. I'll be back, though.
Yeah. I mean, we do have two-minute breaks here and there. So I'll pop in for those breaks. And if it works out right, I'll be on the air with you guys. Otherwise, you know what? Just listen to the Megacast.
Yeah. Maybe we'll just do some reverse stuff. And I'll just be like, listen, Miles Thrill, I think you two can honestly do this. Today's your day. You don't need me. I think you boys are ready for your own turn.
So I think... it's your time to shine, fellas.
Right?
You got your name on the show. It's your time to show why.
Right? Give it a shot, guys.
Clearly, the company has faith in you. It's time you have faith in yourself.
I've coached you. I've taken it as far as I can go.
It's about time I let the bird free.
I know. It seems, on the surface, you're right. It seems irresponsible that I'm leaving the show. But in actuality, I've been building you two up for this. This is your time.
This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
So I think next week.
That's
we'd be awesome parents.
Oh, yeah.
When are we going to adopt a child, Ted?
Oof. As soon as the standards of living get really low.
Yeah, we might have to get this kid on the black market. I don't think we're going to get approved.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially, you know, I got a wife and everything. They might be like, hey, so why aren't you doing this with your wife? I feel like when it comes down to it, as parents, Ted and I are where it's at, not Sid and Steve. It's Ted and Steve.
It's a Ted-Steve issue.
Yeah, I mean, we are like Greg Evigan and who's the other guy from My Two Dads? Paul Reiser? Crap.
Was it Paul Reiser?
I thought he was on
Mad About You.
I feel like...
He was definitely on Mad About You,
The funny part is, I think the Greg Evigan is the lesser known of the two of the My Two
Dads.
What
happened to Paul Reiser?
I got to imagine blow, but I could be wrong.
I mean, he seemed like a popular guy. That show was super popular.
Right. All right, so My Two Dads. Joey and Michael, who fought over the same woman 13 years ago, now have, upon her death, been awarded a joint custody of her daughter. They need to reboot this show.
No, I was going to say, we should use that story, too.
Yes.
We're not just two weirdos that adopted a child, because even though we're not together, because we're just friends.
Right.
We're two dudes that dated the same girl. She passed away, now we're raising her child. Right. Is it the one guy married? Not the point!
And quite possibly her child is Stacey Keenan, all grown up, who's smoking hot.
Oh.
Oh, man. Dude, the kid is a smoke show. And it was Paul Reiser.
It was Paul Reiser.
Yeah, Paul Reiser and Greg Evigan. Check out Stacey Keenan. That's the daughter.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, we're not like...
We're not related.
Yeah, we're not blood parents.
We're just raising it.
Yeah. And by it, we mean a smoking hot woman.
Yeah. Right. Who's 40?
Can we reach out to her and be like, yo, Stacey Keenan? Which, yeah, she is 40.
Yeah.
We'll be your dads. And granted, Ted's younger than you, but it's okay. Right. One of your dads is a year older than you. It seems fine.
Oh, man. How awkward would that be? We want to adopt you as our child. I'm 40. Right. We know.
Yeah.
Are you two married? No. What is the point of this? Like
listen.
We're trying, like, it takes a village. We want to be the two main villagers.
Yes. We have a great village.
Yeah.
And you haven't been acting much, so we're thinking about rebooting My Two Dads, and why not have somebody from the past show be a part of the new reboot?
Yeah.
It's all part of the television show that Ted and I are working on.
Yeah, definitely.
Ted and Steve are doing stuff, and by doing stuff, Stacey Keenan.
Right. This week, Ted and Steve get a kid. Dude, we should adopt a monkey.
Oh.
You could keep it half the time, like a small one.
Yeah. You might have to keep it 95% of the time.
All right. I'll keep it 80%.
Okay.
We're in negotiations, Steve.
I just feel like my
wife. This is how parenting works.
It's about compromise, kids. It's about compromise.
Right. Then we could roll our eyes like, oh, you've raised three children. Steve and I are raising a monkey.
Yeah. Now, that thing flings poop all the time.
He doesn't even speak English.
Right. And it throws poop at us. Do you know how hard it is to make dinner when our child is throwing feces at us?
It's disgusting. You wouldn't want to be there. But we love our monkey, so we're going to keep raising them.
That's why we don't make fudge bars anymore.
Yeah. Let's not even get into what he did to the gingerbread house.
Right. Or the caramel mocha drinks that we made.
Does he have to put that thing in everything?
I mean, it's not a frappuccino at that point. It's a crappuccino. All right, Ted, Monkey. It's time for us to do our push-ups. Hey, man, this is why I love doing the nighttime ones. We're off the rails before we even get on the rails.
Yeah.
We're adopting children. We're adopting hot grown women. We're adopting monkeys.
Yeah, and today was one of those days, man. Like I was saying, like, I'm not upset or mad about anything. It's just one of those days. I feel like a screw's been loose all day. I don't know why.
I feel like something weird is in the air.
Somebody else said that. Is it a full moon or something?
I don't know, but the Mariners are hot, and Donald Trump quite possibly could become our president. It's getting closer and closer.
I know. I'm having serious conversations now where I go, well, that's a strong point. I never thought about Donald that way.
Right before I left my house, I looked at my wife, and I'm like, I think he might become our president.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even, like, trying to be funny. I'm not trying to make any statement politically. I think anyone who's listened to this podcast knows where we stand. I don't think he's going to lose.
Well, if he goes up against, I don't know. Last night on my podcast, which will come out tomorrow, Thursday.
Right.
And I was saying I don't think he has a chance because of just how strong the Democrats have done. But on the same token, I read enough stuff today. It's like, who knows?
And people
hate Hillary.
Right. That's what I mean.
As much as people on the left hate him, people on the right and in the middle really hate her.
And that's,
I think Bernie has a chance against him, but who knows?
But I don't think Bernie's going to get out of this.
I don't either.
I mean, as much as, and you can say what you want, I don't want to turn into a giant political discussion, but I almost feel like we should just do a do-over or just say, you know what, for the next 4 years, we don't have a president.
Yeah.
Or tell effing Obama, what are you doing, man? Can you just stick around for a few more years until we get this all dialed in?
What if we split it 50-50?
Like, so kind of like Stephanie and Shane McMahon on Monday Night Raw?
Exactly.
It seems like they're doing a great job.
Well, get back in here. Dust off the boots. Obama, you get to stay in.
How about we get all the living presidents and they have to run the country until we figure out what the hell we're doing?
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, and I mean, look, this is no political thing. I just have an issue with the fact that, like, if Hillary wins, and that's just Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, then back to the Clintons.
Right.
Like, it just is like, man, what are we doing here? Like, are we just starting monarchies?
It's almost like wrestling, in a sense. They can't let the new talent in. It's constantly John Cena. It's constantly Big Show. It's time to let those people retire.
Jesus Christ, Big Show.
Right. Like, who am I to tell somebody to stop doing what they love doing? But.
And I can't watch him cry again.
Oh, it's enough already. Enough. He's a giant man and he's crying. It's uncomfortable. I don't like being around dudes that cry unless something really worthy of crying is happening.
Yeah. And I like Big Show, but he's supposed to be the scariest, biggest thing ever. Right. And like when he cried originally a couple years ago, it was like, oh man.
That's powerful.
So, yeah.
Right.
But now it's like, he's just a sad, big, giant oaf.
Right. you're able to tap into some emotions and you cry. Have you ever cried in front of a dude and then you realize it was a really bad idea to cry in front of that dude?
Yes.
I've had that happen before.
Yeah.
I've gotten emotional. I think it was a relationship issue. And I don't remember who it was. It was Chad Eaton, former Seahawk. We're drunk. We're at a bar. I think we're at Slugger's.
All right.
And we're talking about the relationship I was in before, the relationship that I'm in now. And we're having this real heart-to-heart conversation, and I'm just having a tough time with it. And I didn't, like, bawl. It wasn't, like, Big Show tears. But it was, like, watery eyes. And he shut it down. And I appreciated that. He goes, bro, you ain't gonna cry in front of me, are you? And I was like, no, giant man that once played football.
I like that he's just like, no, dude.
No.
Like, we're friends, right. But we're not on that level.
I'm not in the mood. I want to get drunk with you and have fun. And it was a great, dude, I give him credit because it turned the night around. Like, after that, we had a blast. We were laughing.
Yeah.
It was like, I needed to hear that. Like, bro, you're not going to cry in front of me.
That's awesome.
Do you remember a time where it was like, okay, this was a bad time to cry in front of a dude?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the worst one was once in front of a guy and a girl.
Uh-oh.
And, like, we were, like, it was, like, a guy that lived in my building, and he was like, hey, there's this new girl moved in. Like, we should go hang out with her or whatever. And I was like, all right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, I always wear that bracelet for my buddy Brendan Looney that passed away.
Yeah.
And it happened to be, like right on like his death day or his birthday.
Yeah.
And she just was like asking me about it, and she had been in the military.
Oh.
And I started talking about it. Same thing, Steve, like because I talk about him all the time, but for some reason that day it's like a tear. Not only is a tear coming down, but then it's like I'm thinking, like, she's like, is he just faking this tear?
Right.
Like, it was the wrong place to be crying. It
wasn't the right people.
No.
Like, Ted and I have cried in front of each other before.
Sure.
And it's okay because we're that close.
Yeah. I wish people could have seen your face and you just said that. We're that close.
Don't judge us.
We're
mega family.
We're raising a monkey.
We are two men that want a monkey in our lives. We can cry amongst each other.
You
downloaded this. Accept what we are.
Let's just tell the waitress tonight that we do have a monkey together.
Okay.
I mean, I am fine with that.
If she says, how's your night? We're like, we just got approved to have a monkey.
Yep.
That, and then we'll see where it goes.
Right. Because neither of us have a set plan on where this BS goes.
Right.
So we'll just have to play off each other.
Right. Let's not map out anything else other than we were just approved to have a monkey as a pet.
Yeah. And Thursday is generally the day I show up latest. So I'm going to have a couple cocktails and start getting real creative with what we're doing with this monkey.
Oh, man. This is going to be awesome. You know, we haven't done our push-ups.
All right, push-ups.
I figured in honor of the fact that today is May the 4th, even though most people will probably be listening to this on May the 5th since it's a later episode than usual.
Oh, Cinco de Mayo.
Hey, Cinco de Drinko. Hey, did you realize that tomorrow for Cinco de Mayo, speaking of Cinco de Mayo, Brazzers is offering free Spanish porn on Cinco de Mayo so that we can all learn Spanish?
Hmm. Me amo Ted.
Yeah. How do you say
donde
está el dango
and
los pantalones?
My favorite is still las papas fritas. French fries. Las papas fritas con queso.
So yeah, so if you want free porn, go to Brazzers tomorrow or today, whenever you're listening to this on May 5th.
Donde está el boobies?
Donde está el girl on girl action? All right, but we're going back in time to May the 4th. What better way to get 10 than the theme to Star Wars, Ted?
I tell you what, geeks are so popular now, I bet a lot of them are physically, like, super fit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, back in the day, geeks were always kind of like weaklings or like a fat guy.
Yeah.
Now they're everybody.
Now they're strong as Chewbacca.
Don't worry, geeks. I might make fun of you, but I will not patronize you and be like, oh, I'm a geek now.
Right. We're not going to wear glasses without prescriptions.
Man, those aren't geeks. Those are hipsters.
And they suck.
Ugh.
Shame on yours.
I think I recognize that girl. No, she's just wearing black frame glasses.
Right. Hashtag nerd. No. Hashtag whore with glasses.
Ha 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 ha!
I gotta write that down. That might be the name of today's.
Dude, that is a great one, and you're right. I hate that. They always hashtag it like, guess I'm a nerd now. Right. Like, shut up.
You've never been a nerd. You're the guy, you're the girl that all nerds masturbate to, and that can never have the opportunity to talk to because you're just not a nice person. All of a sudden, because you have glasses on, you're now the nerd.
Yeah, there's no chance.
Shame on you, whore. Sorry.
That one came from light years away.
That one came from the fireball that we had.
Oh, wow.
It was sin fire. All right, we got into our push-ups. All right. We already did a whole segment about nothing but a monkey.
All right, here we go. Let's get 10 Mega Family. It's a way for us to get our heart racing, our blood pumping, and our brain functioning. Let's do it for Star Wars. Nerd slash whores. All right, let's get 10.
Oh, there we go.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10.
It's funny because I really don't even care about Star Wars. I think I really embrace celebrating May the 4th because I know it upsets so many people on Facebook. It's like, I'm so sick of this Star Wars May the 4th crap. It's like, God forbid people have fun doing fun things other than talking about political stuff and posting, and posting pictures of babies all the time.
Yeah, and whether or not Bieber pays his goddamn bill.
Right, I don't
care. The guy's an a-hole.
Right.
And it is too late to say you're sorry. Where are you now that I need you, Justin?
Baby.
TED Talks, starring BTX Smith.
I feel like yelling this one, Steve.
Do it.
This TED Talk this week is very simple.
Okay.
Be kind.
Yeah.
Be nice.
That's right.
Treat other people the way you'd like to be treated.
Karma, whores.
Yeah, that's about it.
All right, we'll be back, the MegaCast, when we return. Oh, I want to talk about something. All right. Ted Smith made my day.
Nice!
And he probably doesn't even remember how.
All right.
Now, talk about that when the MegaCast returns. A little Star Wars music.
Oh, is that what this is from?
Yeah, it's a Cantalina band or something like that.
Oh, when they're in there.
Yeah.
These guys are gonna put their lightsabers away. For now. The MegaCast will be back.
Just in time for Star Wars Day, see what the iconic characters used to do to pay the bills. Now available on VHS or Laserdisc, it's Porn Star Wars, with steamy action between Han Solo and Princess Leia.
Get on top of it!
I'm trying!
Luke Skywalker and Lando Calrissian.
Get something jammed in here real good.
And of course, Darth Vader and Chewbacca.
I have you now.
And in bonus footage, Obi-Wan and Luke arrive in present-day Washington in the middle of a session of Congress.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Porn Star Wars. Is that a lightsaber in your pants? Or are you just happy to see me?
The MegaCast. Back. They are. Isn't that how Yoda talks? Ted and Steve are back.
Oh, yes, we are.
Is this all Star Wars?
It's all Star Wars. All the time.
So, if you ever listen to The Men's Room, I think it's kind of well documented that I've never watched Star Wars.
Oh.
But as a kid, like, I watched... The only thing I really remember is being little and, like, the guy cutting open, like, the giant horse thing to climb in there.
Oh, okay.
I think that's about the only scene I remember from being a kid, maybe seeing part of them.
You know, I would... Yeah, I don't know if you need to really make it a point to watch it. If you haven't
seen it. I mean, the first one, everybody says you should watch the original one.
Yeah, I think the first two original ones. Even the third's not bad. I think you watch the first. If you're feeling pretty good about it, then keep watching.
Yeah.
Today I was on some website, though, and they were listing, they put in order the Rocky movies. And I'm curious what you think before we get to how you made my day. And oh, let me hit that button there. All right, there we go. And I can't remember the exact order. But they listed the six Rocky movies in order of which is the best and which is the worst.
All right.
Now, I contend, this is my order, and I'm curious what yours is. Have you watched all the Rocky movies?
I have not seen Creed.
Okay, that's not even in it, but you should see it. It's an awesome movie.
I've heard it's great.
It's really good. It's the hype it lives up to the hype because I heard a lot of great things and I was really nervous and it's awesome. So I would I contend you could a toss up between 2 and 1 as the best.
Okay.
Then I would go. Then I mean I would go 2, 1, 3, 4. Rocky Balboa 5 because 5 is a pile.
Right, that's the one with
Tommy Morrison, the Duke.
Right, that's easily the worst one.
I agree. Like it's so bad that I had the Rocky box set, and I removed it from the Rocky DVD box set and put Rocky Balboa in place of it because I feel like that's the true five.
Yeah, 2 and 1's a tough one.
Right.
One's, I mean, it's the original, but then the Italian chicken and all that stuff's pretty good in the second one.
I'm leaning towards 2 as being better than 1.
But I'm putting 4 over 3. I mean, Clubber Lang, Mr. T's exciting.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, man, the idea of him going to Russia and training, and I mean, you know, they had killed Apollo.
You're right. I mean, that's a tough call. I always lean towards Rocky 3 because of...
Because Mick dies?
Spoiler alert, brah. No,
Sorry.
The workout scene. Clubber Lang, while Rocky's getting all Hollywood with his workout, Clubber Lang's just in like a dumpy basement.
Yeah.
That is such a, I mean, that's like grit right there. Like, that's like, oh, like you almost want to root for Clubber Lang, except he kills Mickey. Spoiler alert. Like, so, but then I go on this website, and I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember the exact order, but I was so livid because they put.
I was about to screw up another spoiler, like, Anakin Skywalker's dead too? That's not right, though.
No, it's Han Solo, man.
Han Solo, yeah.
Come on. They put, which one did they put ahead? They put Rocky 5 ahead of Rocky 2, I think. And I was just like, what in the hell are you talking about? And they put Rocky Balboa, which is a good movie.
Yeah, I did like that one when he comes back. It was that Mason Dixon?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't put that in the top.
I would put it in the top 4.
And I think they put it at number 2.
I don't think I haven't seen Creed. Mm-hmm. That's the only one from what I've heard could crack the top original 4.
Yeah,
5 is just a pile of crap.
Right. I liked it as a younger person just because it was another Rocky movie and I was obsessed with Rocky, but looking back on it, it was so bad. It was so bad.
It's terrible.
It was just embarrassing.
It's like Jaws. Jaws 1, awesome. Jaws 2, awesome.
Yeah.
Jaws 3 is a turd.
Yeah, you're right.
Jaws 4 ain't much better.
Sometimes you just got to give them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they'll stretch them out. We'll keep going. You know what I mean? All right, hell, look what they do with the Fast and Furious.
Yeah, they're going to keep going with those.
And why not?
The Fast and the Furious guy, I guess, is doing the new Star Trek. That's enough.
Vin Diesel?
Yes, Vin Diesel is going to be Captain Kirk. I don't know.
That makes sense.
Have him play Spock.
Jesus Christ.
Have The Rock play Spock. They should just replace
Rock Spock. Hashtag Rock Spock.
They'd be like, Kirk, what do you think? Well, logically, it doesn't matter what you think.
Man, I love The Rock. Everybody loves The Rock, right? But he's always like it's kind of a joke that he comes into franchises and stuff. But like,
right.
As popular as he is and as awesome as I like him, he doesn't really make good movies.
No, he makes mindless, fun films.
But like, yeah, I think maybe the one with him and Wahlberg where they were all juiced up.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only one I've seen him in where I go, all right, I'd watch that again.
I liked Walking Tall, but it's a reboot. But I really enjoyed that one. I liked the one with Sean William Scott and like The Rundown.
Oh, yeah. That one wasn't bad.
Honestly, the reason why I like that one a lot is I really want to try that fruit that they tried that like kind of like made them all trip out. And
All right.
That seems like a lot of fun.
I'd eat magical fruit. You know this.
Yeah, I know. If I'm going to eat magical fruit with somebody, it would be with my fellow father of Stacey Keenan, and that is Ted Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, while a babysitter's watching our monkey and Stacey, we could go off into the jungle and eat some magical fruit.
We could.
Yeah. Because that's what I do with my man, D. Ted Smith.
Eating fruit.
The man who made my day the other day.
All right. I'm excited about this.
And you might not even remember why. So last time we did the MegaCast, we were talking about you driving around in a new vehicle.
A Ford Edge.
From?
Down to my buddies down at Lakewood Ford.
Right. And you were telling about all the
Make
great-
sure if you go down there, by the way, there's other Ford dealerships in Tacoma. You got to keep going past them. It's right there on I-5. Down in Lakewood.
Anyone? Should they ask for anybody?
Tell them
Ted Smith sent you.
Just tell him I sent you in there.
Yeah.
Sherrod was cool, man. He hooked me up.
All right, so as for Sherrod, there you go. Say, hey, the Ted Smith said,
hey, Sherrod,
what's up.
Man. Ted said, what's up?
I heard him on the MegaCast.
Yeah.
That's right. You guys should sponsor it. But not through the company, just through them. Slide some ducats under the table.
I'll pick you up next time I get a car.
So remember, I gave you a hard time because I was like, Ted's talking about all these great little features, including being able to talk on the phone without having to have your phone out and all this, because you had it linked up to the
stereo. It was clear as day.
Right. So all of a sudden, I'm in a meeting the other day, and my phone's ringing. And I'm like, oh, man, Ted's calling. And typically, if Ted's calling, it's like, you know, we don't usually call each other unless there's like we need answers to something or we need to like vent or something.
Yeah.
Something's going on that we actually need to talk. So I'm like, I can't just dip out of this meeting. I'm stuck in this meeting. And then Ted leaves a voicemail. We've already had this conversation about how we think people who leave voicemails are kind of ridiculous.
It's stupid.
Right.
I know you've called. I'll call you back.
Right. So now I'm thinking, what the hell's going on? Is Ted in a fire? So now I'm freaking out. And I'm like, can this meeting end already? I guess I could have walked out and checked.
No, but you did the right thing. You're right. It was odd. And it wasn't even that long after your show.
No.
And then I left him. You're right. If you called me and left a message, I'd probably be like, what the hell is going on with
Steve? Yeah, something weird's going on.
So I get the fan.
I get out of the meeting, check my voicemail, and I get this.
Hey, Ted. I'm in the car driving it back. You said you wanted a phone call from the car. You've got one, buddy. All right, man. I'll see you tomorrow night. Peace.
That was awesome.
You have no idea how much fun I'm having just like hitting one button or going, call Steve Migliori.
And I could hear the smile on your voice.
Oh, it was there, man.
I was so pumped when I heard it. I texted you right away. I'm like, day made. Thank you. And by tonight, what night did we go out together? Friday night?
We did go out Friday night.
Yeah, after the Meet the Rock Girl party.
Yeah.
We met up and we basically just hung out. Oh, okay. We should talk about this.
All right.
Ted and I are on one side of the fence, and I might have to throw this up on the Twitter page, at the Megacast, and make it a poll. I want to know what the Mega family thinks. We're in the middle of a heated, heated text debate with some of our friends, because they believe... So, Ted, I get to your place, and sitting on your couch is this plushy football stuffed doll.
Hey, man, you're going down a dark hole here.
I know.
I mean, I almost brought him today.
Yeah. You should have. I almost feel like he should be on the Mega Cat. I have a picture of him. I hope
All
I...
Right.
Crap, I might have deleted it. I'll have to check and see. I want to post the picture, though. You know what? I have a picture because I sent it to Shawnee Mack, who is one of the guys that we got into a little bit of an our spiritual guru,
mm-hmm.
who should be on our side at all times.
Let he us was down. Not.
No. So I come into your place, and there's this, you know, it's like one of those stuffed toys. It's about 12 inches high, tall.
Yeah.
No, ladies, not that kind of stuffed toy.
I just like your 12 inches is like 2 feet. You're like, it's 12 inches tall. I'm like, man, it's Steve's book. I've got a huge, huge penis.
Oh my God, I almost knocked over my drink.
Was that your drink rumbling
yes,
around?
Yes. Damn.
All right, so it's a little stuffed doll that's like a foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
So Steve comes in, and I start telling him the story. And did I not tell the story last week? I guess
no,
not.
No.
So when I had the car, mm-hmm. right? I picked up our buddy Joe, and I'm driving over to Anacortes. And one of the things that I always do is stop in Mount Vernon mm-hmm. at a bar called Draft Picks, and you have a beer because you're continuing on.
You're a responsible man.
So I have a Miller Lite. I put it down pretty quick. Our buddy Joe is drinking an IPA, which takes a little more time. I'm gonna go play the claw machine. Everybody's like, "Don't bother. It's gonna be a waste of your dollar. It won't take my paper dollar." Finally, I find a change machine. I get four quarters. So they're literally having a conversation now going, Ted, those claw machines don't work. It's actually an algorithm, blah, blah, blah. As they're like saying, like, you're wasting your money. I pull out a doll. I tear it out of the machine and I go, it's Joe Namath.
Right.
Then when I turn him around, I realize it says Rogers. So it's an Aaron Rodgers doll. But like, he's not NFL licensed. His uniform looks old school. He looks like he's wearing an old Jets jersey.
Right. I walk in and I'm like,
he's wearing 12.
Right. So I see it. I see the doll. I see the 12. I'm like, sweet Joe Namath toy.
Thank you.
And Ted's like, said exactly that. Thank you. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, turn around. I turn around. I'm like, Rogers. This isn't an Aaron Rodgers jersey. This isn't an Aaron Rodgers uniform. He had gray pants, like whitish gray pants, and jet green top. And everybody else is like, you guys, well, to you, because you were there and I wasn't, but everyone's like, you're crazy. That's Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Everybody's like, why would it be Joe Namath? Like, well, because he's a goddamn legend.
Right.
The first AFC team to win a Super Bowl, called the shots, and we're going to win. He's kind of a big deal. And right. I was like, that's Joe Namath. But, like, now it's Aaron Rodgers.
So now we're having, like, text debates with everyone, and I unfortunately deleted it. So maybe when you get home tonight, you got to send me a picture of it, and I'll put it up there on the Twitter page tomorrow on Cinco de Mayo for people to vote. Because I want you to look at this picture of this stuffed toy. There's no way it's Aaron Rodgers. It's not Aaron Rodgers.
I still don't think it looks like Aaron Rodgers.
At all.
No.
It's totally Joe Namath. You might as well put a fuzzy jacket on him.
All right, that was the other idea. Should I just paint over his back jersey and just put Namath?
I did say, you know what? I could get some cloth, we could write Namath, and we could just stitch it on there.
Yeah, well, you need to be better at stitching.
Yeah.
You know, because we have a small monkey now that needs clothes.
Yeah, I got to start making it clothes. We can't have this monkey walking around naked.
No, and we can't afford to be putting it in flashy clothes from, I'm trying to think, like a kid's store. Oshkosh. We can't afford the Oshkosh, Steve.
Oshkosh, bagosh. Hey, so, like I mentioned, the Mariners won.
Mariners today. Keep winning.
Yeah, dude, it's so much
fun. The broom.
Dude, and how crazy is it? So, like, I'm talking with our buddy Craig Gass, comedian.
All right.
Huge Mariners fan. So, we're like, I get a random text out of nowhere because he knows, you know, I follow Mariners like we all do, and he's a big Mariners fan. So, it just says, Cruz, with a bunch of exclamation points. My first instinct was, what did Ted Cruz do? I thought he's out of the race.
He dropped out. Well, he suspended his campaign.
Yes, that's a good point. Him and Kasich, right?
Well, they could still make money.
Yeah, exactly. They got to do the tours. They got to do the speaking engagements. They got to make their dollars, man.
Well, no, that's the whole thing. If you suspend it, if you stop it, you can't receive donations. But if you suspend it, not enough people... The idea is kind of not enough people actually know that it's over, and they'll keep sending you money.
Oh, that's shady.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, you telling me politicians are shady?
I know, Steve.
That's like telling me that this doll that looks like Joe Namath is Aaron Rodgers.
I know. Well, you know, that's why President Trump's going to change his stuff.
That's right. We're going to make America great again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So then we start talking about, you know, Mariners. How great is it? That's awesome. And then he brings up a point. He goes, you remember back in the day when you worked with Andy Savage that you guys completely destroyed your relationship with the Mariners all because of what you did with Edgar Martinez?
Oh, do tell. Dude, Edgar Martinez?
I know.
I grew up on the East Coast. Edgar, one of the smoothest swings in baseball.
Should be in the Hall of Fame.
He should be.
And one of the nicest guys.
I was going to say, we've met him. He's real nice.
Super nice guy.
Have you had his mezcal?
No.
All right.
I've had his tacos.
Dude, I've heard his cantina is delicious.
Awesome. If you go to Safeco Field and you're in, you know, I know a lot of people want to get the standard ballpark fare, but it take a little bit of a turn and eat outside the box. and enjoy some of eat outside the box and enjoy Edgar's tacos,
dude. So I don't want to take us off the highway too far here.
Oh, it's too late.
But that is one weird thing with baseball parks now.
Yeah.
Like they, I mean, hell, even when you go to CenturyLink, like there's a lot of good food, and I love good food, and I love sports, but I don't know that it seems weird to interact them together there.
I agree.
But I think it brings in a lot more people to the park. You can have a whole different experience.
Well, having a vegan wife, it's definitely made going to Seahawks games a lot more enjoyable because they do have those Field Roast brand burgers and
oh, no kidding.
Hot. Oh, yeah. And it's in all, and the best part, see, I'm okay with eating that kind of stuff because especially the Field Roast brand, I think it is actually pretty delicious. There's never a line.
No.
There's never.
Especially at an NFL game.
No, there's not even one person in front of you. If anything, there's somebody going up to it because they're like, well, there's no line here. I'll get food here. Oh, it's not real meat? All right, I'll go over there and wait 20 minutes for food. Never a line. And the food's good. It's just, you know, I mean, it's good if, like, I think if you're used to eating that. Maybe if you're not, you'll be like, what is this? But I agree with you, man. Something about just old school ballpark
soft pretzel,
yes,
soda or beer,
yeah,
you know, maybe a hot dog,
yeah, not a brat, a hot dog.
Oh, see, I'm not against the brat.
Well, if we're talking fancy pants stuff, I'm saying you'd eliminate the brat.
Yeah, but I remember a terrible RFK Stadium when the Redskins used to play and being like, what's, like, I remember thinking, like, who would eat those? It says worst.
That's true. So so here's the story. Back in the day, it's crazy to think. And this is like at the height of the Mariners being a hot team, like 2001-ish when they won 116 games. Right. I worked at the end with Andy. We built up a relationship with the Mariners. They let us go into the locker room to do locker room interviews.
Nice.
Right. So, I mean, you got all the sports people, and then you got the morning guys from 107.7 The End going down there to talk to the guys. And it was so surreal. Like, looking back on it, I'm like, Brett Boone, Jamie Moyer, Edgar, Buehner, whoever it may be.
Griffey.
Right. Ichiro. Yeah, they're all just milling about. I don't remember really seeing Griffey. I think he was already gone at that point.
My bad. You're right. Yeah. As soon as I said that, I was like, wait a minute. Griffey's not on that team, is he?
So one of the times, and Andy was just all about doing things that, you know, not thinking long term, thinking this is funny, let's do it. So he came up with a bunch of fun questions. He's like, hey, let's see how much baseball players know about football.
All right.
So
that's
he
fair.
Had questions for Edgar Martinez. One of the questions, and I kid you not, this was one of the, there's two reasons why we were eventually banned from the locker room.
Banned.
Banned. And I think to this day, and I feel bad, like I look back on it, I'm like, yeah, I kind of want to go up to the people, because there's some of the people who still work there, like Greg and a few other people, and be like, look, man, I was young and dumb. I don't know why Andy was just kind of like the guy that liked to push people's buttons. I look back on it, and you had absolutely every right to ban us. Like, that was really dumb. Like, so, asked a bunch of questions about football to Edgar Martinez. Edgar got the one that I remember, and this is really the one that shut it all down. Edgar, what days do the Seahawks play on? Edgar's answer, Saturdays. Because he didn't know.
Right, he's a day off.
Right, but and then we laughed and we made fun of him, and it was like, you know, that was a running joke on the show. Oh, how dumb is Edgar? He doesn't know. You know, it's just like looking back on it, it's like, why? Right.
So you just crucified him?
Right.
But I mean, isn't Edgar from, like...
Yeah, he's not from America. Like he's supposed to know.
Right?
And he plays baseball for half of the year.
He's the Latino that loves football.
Right.
I mean, I know in Northern Mexico, the NFL is getting a stronghold, but
right.
It was no way back then.
No, we set him up for failure. I was just there. And at the time, now looking back on it, is bad. The other thing that got us, I think, the final straw. You're going to love this. So Andy really wanted to interview Ichiro. And we were always trying to find creative ways. Like, I remember one time we're in the locker room. Jay Buhner does not want to talk to anyone. And Jay's kind of an intimidating figure. Tell him the bone.
To the bone.
Yeah. He's saying no to all the sports talk
people. I like the bone, but I'm telling you to go to Lakewood Ford.
That's right. And tell him the Ted sent you.
Yeah, you tell him Ted sent you.
That's right. So he's saying no to everybody. I go up to him and I'm like, hey, man, from the end, he goes, oh, yeah, I like some of your guys' music.
Well, you got, oh, nice.
He goes, you got any CDs? And I happen to have some on me.
All right.
For some reason. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, what do you got? I'm like, I got this Alice in Chains CD. It was like the greatest hits of Alice in Chains. He goes, can I get that? And I'm like, would you do an interview with us? He goes, yeah, no problem. So he did the interview in exchange for an Alice in Chains CD. Here's a guy.
Why do you have Alice in Chains CDs on you?
I don't remember why.
Were they like in your bag?
I bet it was bribery items, looking back on it, because that's just
I'm thinking
how
about
Andy
you
rolled.
Just rolling around with like
no, I had a bag.
The back of your jeans with two CD cases in both of them.
I had a bag because we had all the recording equipment
yeah,
in the
yeah,
bag.
You're right.
So yeah. So I'm talking to Craig about that today, and it's funny because I'm like, yeah, you know, we offered him an Alice in Chains, and he said yes, and his response is dead on. Dude, when it comes to free stuff, when it comes down to it, we all love free S. Doesn't matter
yeah,
how much money
matter.
Is in your pocket. Here's a multi. He could have afforded at that time to pay for Alice in Chains to perform in the locker room for them.
Yeah.
He had that kind of cash. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but still.
So all these sports people are like, how'd you get the interview with Jay? Well, he said no to all of us. I'm like, Alice in Chains CD? They're like, that's it? I'm like, yeah, just give him an Alice in Chains CD. And to Greg's, I'm like, you're right. No matter how much you have in the bank, free is awesome. He goes, and this is going to Craig, I've had $1,000 in my pocket, and I was offered a free cheeseburger, and that cheeseburger was awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't disagree. But what killed it for us is so we learned, hey, bribe these guys, and they'll talk. Well, Andy wanted to talk to Ichiro. He wanted an interview with Ichiro like nobody's business. Like, that was like a life goal for him.
All right.
It was like all of Pearl Jam. And Ichiro. That's all Andy wanted, right? He was a big baseball fan. We go down there. I think more he wanted his autograph. Like, Andy was a big autograph collector. So I think it was more that than anything. So he figured, do the interview, get the autograph. So somehow, I don't know why, he found out, and I don't know why he thought this would be a good idea. He found out that Ichiro loves pizza.
All right. Bring him a pizza.
Yeah. Not just bring him a pizza. Bring him the full box of Domino's. To the locker room before the game.
Well, I wouldn't do that before the game.
Right.
Number one, there's no chance he's doing an interview probably beforehand. Number two, I can't imagine that guy eats a lot of pizza before a game.
It could have been after. Like I said,
all right.
Fuzzy memory. I've done a lot of drugs in my life, kids. Well, anyways, we show up to the locker room to do interviews with the players, with other respected journalists. And Andy's holding a large Domino's Pizza. Gets better. Now we're in the locker room with a large Domino's Pizza. So everyone's like, what the hell is wrong
with you? Are you interviewing anybody else?
No. It's awkward. No one's talking to us. Lou Piniella walks in. Has a meltdown.
Lou Piniella got pissed?
Yes. Freaks out. The guy who we dealt with from the Mariners pulls us aside and goes, you guys got to go. And he's like, why? He's like, come on, dude. You can't show up to the locker rooms with a giant pizza.
Damn.
So, I'll never forget this. We are now in a stairwell at Safeco Field. The two of us pretty much just got told we are now effectively banned. Our media credentials are being pulled.
Being revoked.
Right. Sitting on steps in a stairwell eating Domino's pizza. Because like I told Gas, and I quote, where is it? I said, we ate the pizza in the stairwell. It was awkward and embarrassing, but I wasn't going to turn down free pizza.
What were the toppings?
Pepperoni.
Nice. Classic.
Yeah.
You guys are classic.
So he responds, do you have pictures of the guys eating pizza, of you guys eating pizza in the stairwell? I'm like, no, but I wish we did.
Yeah, there's sad pizza times.
That was the saddest pizza experience of my life.
Yeah.
And that's why Andy and I were banned from Safeco Fields.
I can't believe Lou Piniella chewed you out.
Lou Piniella was pissed off.
He's pretty famous for that.
Yeah. Sweet Lou.
Yeah.
Apparently doesn't like it when media brings pizza to his players.
Noted.
All right, the MegaCast will be back. I've got 11 telltale signs that you might be a douchebag.
Ted and Steve are going to use the force. Hopefully not on each other. Ha. Ha.
Come on, Grace.
The MegaCast will be back.
Yeah, we'll be back with that story.
All right.
Happy May the 4th, a day when we celebrate all things Star Wars. Hey, Force Awakens fans, you want to hear something crazy? Do you? Well, a long time ago, in a decade far, far away, there existed another Star Wars movie, which also featured a restless young hero stranded on a desert planet who encountered an adorable droid carrying an important message that triggered an interstellar adventure that led to a battle with an angry supervillain in a black mask and the destruction of an evil orb in space. Does that sound familiar? Well, that's because J.J. Abrams ripped it off from George Lucas. So remember, kids, you're celebrating a lie. It was done before. It was done better. And anyone who claims otherwise needs their face slammed deep into a book called Know Your F***ing Damn Sci-Fi History, you f***ing ungrateful Bernie Sanders-loving monocle-wearing mustache-waxing hipsters. Ah, may the 4th be with you.
Star Wars Day. Although you probably won't hear this on May the 4th. Who cares? It's a stupid made-up day. Anyway, the MegaCast is back.
Can we give a quick shout-out to Ashley and Stephanie?
Yeah.
I'd like to call them the Mega Babes.
If we had cheerleaders, they would be the first two.
Right, because they make my day every time. Ashley will like be like, I can't wait for the MegaCast to come out. And I felt really bad because I'm like, it's not coming out for a few hours. And
I'm just glad to see her and Stephanie are back together.
Oh, I didn't know.
Because on Twitter like a week ago, it looked like they might have been fighting.
Oh, there was some kind of an issue?
There was a little drama. Ashley, the new hair does look good. Also, I like Rebecca, who we thought hated us.
Oh, Rebecca's awesome.
Yeah, she favors some of the craziest tweets I ever thought of. And then she won me over today. She goes, don't hate me. But I don't think, like, basically, like, I don't care that much about Beyonce. Because I've been saying that for a while. Does it make me un-American that I don't care that much about Beyonce?
Oh, dude. So, and then also, who else are we going to give a shout out to? So we got some of our mega babes.
Mega babes.
Jessica as well. She said, may the 4th be with you guys. Can't wait for the podcast.
Oh, nice.
Annalise. She says, I'm in the lemon room. Why am I even on Twitter? For those that don't remember, the lemon room means you're really stoned.
The lemon room.
What's up, Annalise? Are you high? Are you high? Sunshine as well.
Everybody knows you're high.
We got to give a quick shout out also to our boy, AJ Francis from the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, yeah.
Who was, we posted the video of you doing your thumb trick. His response was gross.
AJ Francis, man. Right.
There's already a little rivalry between you
right.
two.
Right. He's a Gonzaga guy. I'm a DeMatha guy. Just check the titles and alumni. You'll see why DeMatha is a better school. That's not the point. But he's a University of Maryland guy. But, you know, like, I'm, you know, what, you know, sort of famous in Seattle or, you know, a C-level. I'll give myself a C-level celebrity.
I say B-.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
You got
I got some fame in Seattle, yeah. But it's all been here.
Yeah.
Like in Baltimore, I worked in radio there for 3 years, but they were small stations. Nobody really knew me.
Uh-huh.
AJ has a huge advantage on me.
Yes.
Because he goes home, man. He's got like a bus trip to O's games. He's got his own calzone at DP Doe. Like he's living the College Park dream.
He is, man. Yeah. He's going back to grad school right now in Maryland.
Yeah. Man, he's doing it.
You know, should we try and call him? Because he responded, because I wrote back after he said gross, and I said, that's DeMatha at its finest. His response, have you seen it?
Mm-mm.
He corrected me. He said, it's DeTrasha.
Oh, AJ.
Should I send him a text and say, hey, do you have a second to talk to us on the Megacast?
Yeah.
All right.
We got to go to College Park with him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My hometown, where he's living it up. Where's he from, though? He's not a PG boy, is he?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Hey, he's Gonzaga. He's a little fancier than us. He's probably Montgomery County or something.
Let me say, all right, I'm going to just do this via phone. To chat on our podcast right now.
I say there's no way he answers.
Question mark.
It's 11 o'clock there.
He just responded 10 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying he's probably primed up, hanging out in the park. Dude, he's in College Park. He's probably sitting at Cornerstone or Bentley's. Caps played tonight. They might have won. Could be a big night in College Park.
DeTrasha tweet.
DeTrasha. That's brutal. AJ, I mean, I'm going to need a little more respect than that.
All right, yeah. I just sent him a text. Let's see if he responds. Because, yeah, I love the rivalry. I think it doesn't matter. Like, obviously, like, this is Washington, and we aren't in the world of DC stuff. But I think the high school rivalry, everybody can relate to. You know what I mean? Oh, he's writing back. LOL, sure. Awesome.
Oh, damn it.
All right. And this is going to be awesome. He wrote LOL. All right. So let me get this out. All right. Are we ready to do this? This is awesome.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. I think we got everything set up properly.
I don't think I've talked to an actual Gonzaga guy in probably 15 years.
Oh, this is going to be great. Oh, there we go.
Oh, Steve, okay. That is loud.
All right. Sorry, Ted.
That is loud.
All right. My bad. I'm going to lower it. Okay.
We were talking about the Mega Babes. I also want to say what's up to Jason. He's a meltdowner.
Okay.
Like, he always responds to us. He's a, what's it, like, Plur Panther or something?
Yo, AJ, what's up, brother?
So, AJ, in all honesty, though, I was telling Steve how this started was I go, yeah, me and him would go back and forth, Gonzaga to DeMatha. I go, but I grew up in College Park. Like, and I go, he's living the College Park fantasies. I didn't get into radio, like, big-time radio talent here. I got no juice back there. You got a calzone at DP Doe.
Yeah, I know, man. That was the highlight of my college life. So, like, I literally, it's funny, because I told him I've ordered this 100 times. Like, I think that it'd be cool if it was like named after me. But I said that as a joke on Twitter, and then they like literally did that.
And this place, DP Doe, man, it's not like your normal calzones. They put anything in there. It's awesome. AJ, I used to work at Town Hall, the liquor store in front of it. And remember, because PG County has those blue laws, you can't drink the Grape Jubilee on Sundays because it's too strong.
I've had more than my fair share of deals from Town Hall Liquors, for sure.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, that was the first job I had out of high school. That's, you know, a lot of DeMatha grads go to college. I wasn't as smart as some of the other guys, so I started working at a liquor store.
Oh, it's okay. You went to DeMatha. It's not your fault.
What else?
Gonzaga just has a 99% high school to college rate. You know, it's not, you know. It's just, we're just an all-around better school. It's not your fault.
Who did win the CAC last year in football?
I think it was DeMatha.
All right, Steve, do you have a question?
No, I'm enjoying that because I was saying how it's like, it doesn't matter where you go. I think everyone can relate to having a rival in high school. And it's just like, it's funny to hear you got two grown men that are still heated about their high schools right now. I love it.
Well, it's not really a rivalry because our school is so much better at like everything. So it's not like a rivalry per se, you know. It's more like they just happen to play us every year more than anything.
You know, it's funny. We were out drinking on a Friday night, and I was in Ted's place, and he has a DeMatha flag on his wall. And
we're, no, that's the Maryland State flag.
Oh, it's Maryland. Okay,
it's the Maryland State flag, AJ. I represent.
All right, because we were like,
yeah, don't disrespect the red, white, gold, and black. All right.
That's what I told him. I go, we go back and forth. I was like, it's all about that MD.
Yeah, that's you don't understand unless you're from here. We're not like you guys from Washington with no state pride. You got state pride.
Dude, Ted sucked me into the world of the Terps when we went to a bowl game in San Francisco. It was against
Oregon State.
Oh, the Emerald Bowl.
Yeah.
Yes.
I told Steve, I go, hey, man, you pay for your ticket down there. I got the hotel, and I'm buying us tickets to the game.
Yeah. That was the last bowl game before I went to Maryland. So I was watching that game, and then that summer is when I enrolled at Maryland.
And to put it into perspective, like we get down there, I might have smuggled some hallucinogenic mushrooms onto the plane. And the night before, Ted and I went on the most insane trip through the streets of San Francisco. Like we ended up in the worst part.
You broke out of Alcatraz?
Pretty much, dude. It was pouring down rain.
I got a fight with a homeless guy.
You got into a fight with a homeless man that tried to kill us.
Please.
Oh, dude, it was great. The guy broke a bottle because we were walking through the Tenderloin district.
Tenderloin.
Trying to find weed. And so this guy's trying to get money from us, and we're like, we don't have any money for you. Sorry. He breaks a bottle, and then Ted throws him down to the ground. And I'm like, what the F are we getting into right now? So we ran off eventually after the other homeless guy started laughing at that dude because he was trying to get them to back him up. And they're like, no, you're an idiot. And
he said, AJ, he started yelling, Hey man, rally up. They beat white boys out here beating up people.
And everyone's
right, like he's calling like a homeless army.
He might have had goons, you don't know.
Well, they weren't following.
They weren't following.
They
him.
Weren't, yes.
Justin, they were laughing at
us. So the next day, like I'm trying to get through the entire experience and Ted's just crushing beers and then at some point he leads the entire half of the Maryland side of the stadium in cheers. It was one of the coolest experiences I've ever been a part of.
Oh, dude, if you go to a Maryland game, you don't understand. Can you go to a Maryland football game and see that student section or a Maryland basketball game? Maryland basketball games are even crazier because the crowd's not as big, so it's more compact, and there's a roof, so it's like the sound can't get out. But Maryland games, man, the only problem with Maryland fans is they're there when things are good. When things are bad, they're good. They're still, probably half support. But when things are going well, there's no fans better in the whole world. And that's why you see all those videos of them doing those damn crazy-ass cheers and all the signs saying, J.J. Redick, and like all these other craziness things that go on at Maryland games. It's one of the reasons I love going there.
Dude, I mean, I don't want to fanboy on you, but like I said, I grew up in College Park. My family's been going to the football games for decades. And I mean, all my cousins and everybody still go. But I mean, I remember I was working at Town Hall in like 2000, 2001. It might have been 2000, the year before we won the title. And we beat Duke. And then we went over to the football field, tore down the goalposts, and then lit it on fire at Fraternity Row.
Dude. I remember my sophomore year when we beat Duke, ACC. We won that regular season ACC championship with Grievous Vasquez and Eric Hayes and Cliff Tucker, and that was a great Maryland team.
Oh, that was a dope team.
Yeah, and they won the ACC with that win, and it was. Maybe 5,000 students on Route 1, like hanging, or just people hanging from the stoplights, and there's people like burning the trees and burning, like trying to flip over cars. And they had to like bring out there's policemen on horses, and they were like macing people. It was like crazy.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's how college. I mean, college fart gets down.
Well, he gets down. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, look, and the other thing too, if you're a University of Maryland person, if there's one team, AJ, you play there, so you know better than I do. There's one football team I hate. It's Penn State, right? They always disrespect us. So a couple years ago, Maryland caught a bunch of heat because they didn't shake hands with them, right? Keep in mind, we beat Penn State that day. But I even said on the radio, like, if you don't understand it, it's because you're not from PG County. You haven't spent any time in College Park. You would get it.
You've never been from Maryland and known somebody that went to Penn State. God, they think they're so great.
Yeah, they treat us like second-class citizens, man.
Like, I went to Penn State. Oh, yeah, well, really? Well, you still, like, live on a farm in the middle of nowhere, and you went to a school that has literally nothing around it except a Walmart, but you have to pay a toll to go to.
Yeah, I've been to State College. I've seen a game there. The highlight of that was having dinner at Hooters.
Now, don't get me wrong. Games at Penn State, incredible. However, every other, what is that, 44 other Saturdays a year.
Yeah, you don't want to be there.
That is awesome. Hey, AJ, I don't want to keep you because I know you're watching the Capitals game. You got to go to some of the games, too. That had to be awesome to be at the Capitals games during the playoffs.
Yeah, dude, we went to game one of the first round with the Flyers. It was awesome. I'm kind of hoping that before this, we stop talking at the store, and you get my actual reaction because I will literally lose my shit.
Dude, I'll tell you what, at least on Monday, right, that was Monday, at least they got a lot of more shots on goal. Saturday was brutal, man.
They got a hot goalie they're going up against right now, though.
Yeah, but that's always, when you're a Capitals fan, that's what it always is. You run into a hot goalie, you run into bad refs, but every year they choke. Like, I'm ready for them to win.
Oh my God, they just choked.
Oh!
They scored?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was down 3-1, and this is miserable.
Ah, brutal.
And I believe you for saying the word Chuck.
Oh, man, that's a dagger.
I'm hurt. I'm so hurt.
Oh, man, I was hoping for a goal so we could get some pure emotion. Not this kind of emotion.
Oh, so trash.
Oh, that sucks.
You know what's sad? I listened to my nephew, who is, what, 11 today on a podcast he's doing with my brother. And he goes, don't worry, Dad, it's the Caps. They'll choke. They won't win. And I was like, why is he so negative?
Oh, God. Because children are just the worst.
I think that's it.
Oh, man. That's the way to end this interview. AJ, when you get back to Seattle, you got to come hang out with us one night.
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to Bogart your, by the way, I don't know if you know this or not, I've decided that I'm taking over your radio station to film, to record Driving Out when I'm out there, and I'm going to take over everything you have, so you better allow me to, or else I'm going to have to kick everybody's ass at the station.
Dude, we're in. We'll make it happen. That'll be awesome. I don't want to get in your way. Dude, I mean, yeah, he has a podcast, Jobbing Out, with Aaron and Glenn. Over, it's all about wrestling, and it's an awesome, awesome podcast. They just flip each other ass the entire time, and I'm always on side of AJ, but it seems like he's battling two guys that don't agree with him, and he just schools them every time, and it's a lot of fun. Those guys are great, and you're awesome on it. Anyone who has a iTunes or wherever else you want to get it, just go to Jobbing Out, type it in, and you can listen to their podcast. They put it out every week.
Yes, and I appreciate the word. And we always shout you out at the end of the show because you're like the coolest person.
Oh.
We were doing well, and you know the Bret Hart interview we did was really awesome, and that got us a lot of fun. Jake the Snake, that was awesome, guys, a lot of pubs. But to be honest, our biggest numbers jump was the when you started pubbing it.
Awesome. See? I bring all the girls to the yard, man.
Steve, yeah, you do.
Steve's the man. I mean, even before I was friends with him, he was already on like the top morning show in Seattle, man. He's the dude.
I want to be like Steve when I grow up.
Yes, we can all aspire. You're going to have to get more out of shape and have a harder time pronouncing certain words. And smuggle mushrooms to San Francisco. Clearly, that's the way to do it.
You could start by smuggling some Old Bay wings from the turtle, but I mean, whatever.
Okay, fair enough.
and you just told me what I was going to have for lunch tomorrow.
Right?
We haven't eaten that dinner yet. It's like 8 o'clock at night, man. I'm getting hungry.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that you got the West Coast stuff, man.
Yeah.
AJ, cool to talk to you, man. I hope to meet you one day in person.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
All right, man. Good talking to you. Thanks for taking some time out with us, man. I appreciate it.
No problem, bro.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right, cool. Bye. Peace.
Oh, he was awesome.
There you go.
That was, you know, and I got to hopefully fix the editing. Apparently, I don't know if we heard him for the first couple of minutes.
All right, but that was long enough. There should be some stuff in there.
Oh, yeah, I figured it out, and we got plenty, but I mean, we might have missed all the conversation about the calzones and stuff. I'll have to see if I can't.
Oh, damn.
I know, it's bumming me out, but if I can't make it work, I'll just edit it out, and we'll just have to have that story when he comes into studio. But
all right.
I'll try and do something. So if it sounds weird, apologies, but you know what? That's what happens when
apologies from Steve.
That's right. Who cares? AJ thinks I'm cool, so y'all could just piss off.
Dude, that's awesome to hear that guy pimping you too. Because like we're friends, so
super
like I can say your praises all the time.
Yeah,
that's probably like, well, sure, but it's Ted. It's my buddy. That's cool, dude, to hear him say that too, man.
I mean, like you said, as a fanboy for Terps, I'm a fanboy for the Hawks. And, you know, to have a guy that plays on the Hawks that's showing me that kind of love, it means a lot. And honestly, like, if that guy did not even play football, I would want to have him on. Like, it's not about that, because he does a great job on the wrestling podcast, again, jobbing out. He's just a funny dude, and I've got to spend some time with him in Dallas. Dude's as cool as S.
Like, I just wish I was more mature. Every time you say jobbing out, I just start giggling.
It's not that kind of jobbing out, man.
I know. Sorry.
All right, Ted, let's get out of here. Sorry we didn't never get to the 11 telltale signs that you might be a douchebag, but you know what? You are.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Take those black rim glasses off, you douchebag.
Yeah. Hey, and stop acting like you're a nerd when you're not. People, ladies. Ladies can be douchebags, too.
Yeah. You just can't say that.
All right, well, let's get out of here. I'm hungry. And bless you.
Thank you. I'm kind of hungry too, Steve.
Yeah, so this time around, we did Star Wars. We did the intro. This time, let's do Darth Vader's song.
I thought you were going to say Star Trek.
That would have been awesome on the May the 4th.
Yeah.
By the time we finish this podcast, it will be May the
5th. I'd say, are you going to edit this up and put it out tonight?
Oh, I'll see.
All right.
Yeah, we'll try and get it out.
Seems like a lot of work. I say wait till tomorrow, Steve.
Yeah, we can't let the Mega Babes down.
The Mega Babes are waiting for it.
All right, we'll try and pull it off. If not...
But does that make us players or douchebags if we make the Mega Babes wait another day?
It makes us douchebags. We can't be douchebags.
But douchebags get chicks!
Let's get 10, Mega Family.
That was awesome. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Follow us on Twitter at the Megacast. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Huge thanks to number 99 for your Seahawks, AJ Francis.
The year I graduated from Rumatha.